Today's Shir Masechta Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Kuf Tesama Be'ez, two lines from the bottom. Elam Marova. In the previous Shir, we had learned to steer in the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah seems to think that say that the halacha is that Kazayis, Haktar B'chutz of Kazayis is Chayiv. And in the Bryce, it seems that he says you need even less than a kazayis. Says the Gemara, the case of the Tanakam Rabbi Lezer's machlokes is the kavinu shnei chatzi pras b'monam, that we put two half of the pras, which is the amount of ketores we put in the base of Migdash, into one keli. Mas of a kviyas monam milsahi, the fact that they're in one utensil, that makes them into one, and even though the ketores has no, even though the Torah every day doesn't have a shear, if you only did part of it, it's not going to be enough. Mar savar la milsahi, it doesn't help to put them together, and to do it you have to have a kazayis. Omrav, so says Rav Hashda Lamandam, according to the Tanakama, kviyas the monolaf klumhu, if something is put into one vessel, it means nothing. So if that's the case, shova shisha lapar. If somebody put in 6 lugan of wine to prepare it for the nesachim that are brought when you bring a par, when you bring a cow, arba the kriyim b'chutz, and then you took out 4 of those 6 and you were mak of them outside of the azar chayiv. Why would be chayiv? Shiruim la'ayil, because even though it's not enough, that's not the amount that you bring by a par, it's what you bring for an aisle, and that's why you chayiv. Kova arbal aisle, but on the other, if you put away 4 lugum, because you're going to be bringing an aisle as a carbon, umashim hen shloisha, and then you took 3 out of the 4, and you were makv them b'chutz, again, you be chayiv. The reason you be chayiv, shiruin lekevis, that's the amount that you bring for a kevis. And therefore, that's considered a proper shear. However, chasru kol shehu, if you don't have a full shloisha lugim, bekrivim b'chutz, then you'll be potter because you don't have the amount that's needed for any carbon. Rav Ashi Amar, Rashi gives another teretz, how to explain Rav Eliezer's opinion according to what Abaya taught us. That the Abaya is teaching us that the teretz and a hechol, everybody agrees the ketores that was done every day is a kazayis. In our Mishnah, speaking about the ketores that was done on Yom Kippur, and the machlokes the Chachamim Rabbi Lezer, do we learn the ketores that's done in the base in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur from the ketores that's done every day? That means, it's not talking about what happened in the base of Migdal in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but if somebody brought the ketores that was supposed to be brought on Yom Kippur, b'chutz. So what is the shear? Is the shear a kazayis, like it is the shear of every day's ketores? Or is the shear the amount that you have to bring on Yom Kippur? Because you bring Yom Kippur shear, we're not talking about anything else. We asked the question that by Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim, the Chum don't learn the halachas from one to the other, even though you have things that are all brought on the Mizbech HaChitzin. So if you don't learn Chutz Michutz, so certainly we shouldn't learn Chutz from Pnei from Chutz. Says the Gemara, Nisach Bakhtar Lo Yalfi Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, indeed, to learn the Shir of Nisach from the Shir of Akhtara is not something which is acceptable. However, afgav the chutz michutz, even though they're both things that happen in the mizbeach achitzin, lo yalfi, because they're two different types of kabbonis. Haktara maktara, when we talk about two acts of haktara, the haktara's pnim, the haktara's in the heichel, yalfi, then we do learn afgav chutz mepnim, even though this was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and this was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they're both ketores, and since they're both Ktiris. That's why we could learn one from the other. Ibailu, the kulam we learned in the Mishnah, the kaimitz and levana, and the other things that we learned in the Mishnah, that if you don't have the full shear and they were makriv them b'chutz, everybody will agree that that is not considered halos chutz. Everybody will agree that that's not considered that you didn't avoid the b'chutz for which you will be chayiv. Because it's not the right amount that you would do otherwise, and you only chayiv for b'chutz if you did the amount that you would be chayiv when you did it b'fnim. Ibailu Sunare asked the following question. Chisaron the chutz. If the following things, if the various items that we discussed were taken out from the base Zoro with the proper shear, and now they don't have the proper shear. So what will be the halacha? But before we go further, we're learning now that the Gemara says that even though we don't learn different things, because they are very different. But Akhtar Maktara, the Gemara says, Ravashi Yalfi. So Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion that Meloi Chofnov is the measure of Ktiris that we bring on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, if he brings less than that on B'chutz on Yom Kippur, he won't be Chayiv, because it's not the amount that's brought inside. Ask the Sfas Emes, yes, the amount of Ktiris that's brought inside in Yom Kippur is a pras, is Meloi Chofnov. But still, if somebody brings a Kazayis B'chutz, he's bringing something that could be brought this day, because it may not be the proper amount that's brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it is the proper amount that's brought in the Heichel. So when somebody brings a b'chutz, why is he not chayiv for that? Answers the Sfas Emes. The Rebbe Lazar is speaking about a case where somebody brought the Ktaris b'chutz in a macht and a pan, not directly on the Mizbeach. Says the Sfas Emes that we learned on Daf Kuf Ches, that Rebbe Yossi says that one is not chayiv for halos chutz unless he brings it the same way on the Mizbeach. He brings it on a Mizbeach. And therefore, if somebody brings Ktaris B'chutz in a Machta, he wouldn't be Chayiv normally for Allah's Chutz, because he didn't bring it on a Mizbeach. And the way to bring Ktaris is on a Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yossi says, since the way to bring Ktaris is on a Mizbeach, to be Chayiv for Allah's Chutz, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that it has to be on a Mizbeach. So if somebody brings it on a machta, which is not the way it would normally be brought in the base of Mikdash, we won't be chayv according to Rabbi Yossi. Says the Sfas Emes that on Yom Kippur, if you're bringing it on a machta, you'll be chayv, because in Yom Kippur, bringing in a machta is the way it's brought. But if you're going to bring it on a machta on Yom Kippur, you're going to have to bring the shear of Yom Kippur, which is Meloi Chofnov. And therefore, we have a question: do we learn the shear of Yom Kippur from the shear of regular Ktiris or not? Another seretz I saw in the name of Rav Michal Feinstein's Zitzal, that when the Gemara speaks about somebody bringing Yom Kippur Ktiris, is referring to somebody who did the Avodah by first doing Chfina, scooping up two handfuls, and then offering it b'chutz. Since the avoid of Chafina is performed exclusively on Yom Kippur with the Ktaris of Yom Kippur, one who offers such Ktaris b'chutz is not chayiv unless he offers it the way it's done completely in Yom Kippur. And since on Yom Kippur we have to have Meloi Chofnov, says Rabbi Lazar, anything else will not be considered that you did it the way the Torah would make you chayiv for Halah b'chutz. So again, we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody, the kulon shechosru, if you didn't bring the full shear, then you're not chayiv for halos chutz. So now the Gemara asks the question, if you took out the entire proper amount, and then when you took it out, it became less than the proper shear. Chsar the chutz. If they went out of the Azara with the proper shear, and now they're not, Shmei Chsaron, is that considered that you don't have the proper amount? And since it's considered that you don't have the proper amount, it's not considered like you did Halos Chutz. Oylo Shmei Chsaron. Me Amrinin, the Gemara says, Kivin da Afiklai, Yipsulahu. Once you take it out from the Azara, you have the Psul Yotze. So as we've been learning often in our Shurim, even though these items you're taking out of the Beis Hamikdash became disqualified, the halacha is, there's still a chiyuv of halos chutz. And therefore, if that's the way to understand, mali chosse, mali yasser, it doesn't make a difference. Because if we're going to be concerned that they became disqualified, it has a much more fundamental disqualification. The much more fundamental disqualification is that they were taken out of the Azara. And therefore, any other disqualification was also not going to be something that's going to concern us. Yes, there is a disqualification that it was taken out of the Azara, but we still have the proper shear. However, if we don't have the proper shear, so then the halacha will be that it's not considered something that you could do halos chutz. The Mishnah says Rabbi Elazar Poiter Achia Krivas Kulov. So we see even if you did it b'chutz, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that if you do it b'chutz, if you don't have the proper shear, then you're potter. Amalei Rava B'chana L'Abaya Mid Rabbi Elazar Poshet Mar. Are you trying to answer the question from what Rabbi Elazar says? He says certainly according to Rabbi Elazar, if it doesn't have the proper shear, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that you're going to be potter. Because his opinion is, even if you have the entire shear, if you don't put it all up on the Mizbeach, b'chutz yuchayiv. The question we're asking according to the Chomim, that they say that because if you put up just the kazayis, b'chutz, you're potter. But the Chomim also in our previous shear said that if it was nechsar, if it was diminished before you took it out, you're potter. So now the question is, what we learned if it's nechsar b'fnim. So now our question is not if it's nechsar b'fnim, because the opinion of the Chachamim is quite clear. If you put up a kazayis, you're going to be chayiv. But the opinion of the Rabbanan is that if it was nechsar b'fnim, then it's also going to not be chayiv. We want to know what will they hold by nechsa b'chutz. Amalei, to which he said, b'feresh shmilei m'nei de Rav, I heard explicitly from Rav, akal l'pligalei rabbanan v'lezer, there's no machlokes v'lezer rabbanan, el de'isa b'enei, when you have the entire amount that you're supposed to have. Avol b'chsorin, if you don't have the entire amount, moidalei den the chachamah will agree that you're not chayiv, Lav, aren't they speaking about a case the chasse b'chutz that it lost the entire amount when it was b'chutz, and therefore even though it happened b'chutz, the rabbanon hold that you can't be chayiv in such a situation. Says Merloy, that's not necessarily the way to understand the opinion of Chachamim. The Chachamim is speaking about a case the chasse b'fnim that it lost the entire shear when it was still inside, but it was chasse b'chutz. It could well be that Rabbanim will agree that if it was chos b'fnim, then Rabbanim will hold you're not chayiv. But if it was chos b'chutz, maybe they'll be chayiv. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Brisa says explicitly, the kulon, anything that was mentioned in the Mishnah, shechosu v'krivim b'chutz, if they don't have the full shear, potter. Says the Gemara, again, suggests the Gemara lav, isn't this referring to a situation, the chos b'chutz, that it diminished when it was already outside, and still the rabbanon hold that it was diminished outside, you're still not going to be chayiv? Says Meloy, that's not necessarily the way we have to understand the opinion of the rabbanon. We could understand that the rabbanon is speaking about a case, the chos b'fnim, that inside the azara is where it got diminished. But if it only got diminished when it was outside the azara, it could well be that the opinion of the Rabbanan is that under those circumstances, you'll be chayiv when you do it outside. We learned in the Mishnah, Hamakrav Kotshim ve'emurim b'chutz. If you have the basar and the emurim together, says the Gemara, then you'll be chayiv. But ask the Gemara, why should you be chayiv for putting such, for the halos chutz under such circumstances? Ask them, why should you be chayiv under those circumstances? Amai v'kechatzitza. You have the basar, which is not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. It's not something that's put on the Mizbeach. So since it's not something that's not put on the Mizbeach, there is no halos chutz. And it's together with the emrim, which is something that is supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. And the Torah Kedoshah says, V'orch b'nei Aaron ala etzim ashal ha'esh, that you have to put the emrim directly on the fire, Rashi explains. And the Brisker Rav explains what the Torah means to say in that pasuk is that these emrim have to be directly on top of the wood, and if there's any chatzitza between the wood and the emrim, it's not considered a proper haktara. So ask the Gemara, in this case that we're learning now, where you have the emrim and the basar, why should we not be concerned that the basar is going to be a chatzitza for between the emrim and the wood? It's interesting to point out that the Mefarshim say that this question that the Gemara is asking is only in a situation where the basar, where we had the machlokes, we referenced it earlier in our shiur today, the machlokes of Yosef Shimon, does halos chutz have to be on a mizbeach, or could halos chutz even be on the floor? So say to Mefarshim, according to Rav Shimon, who says that could even be on the floor, this wouldn't be a legitimate question. Because putting it on top of the basar, on top of the eitzim, is no worse than putting it on the floor. And Rav Shimon says, putting it on the floor, yechayiv, here you'll be chayiv as well. The Gemara's questions are going to go according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi says it has to be on a mizbeach. And when we know when things are put on the Mizbeach, there's a way that they're supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara's question is, here we have a chatzitza, here we have a chatzitza problem. Says the Gemara, on Shmuel, Shmuel explains Kishavkam. The case that we're speaking about here is that where he was careful that the Amorim were on top of the wood and not the Basar. So ask Tosfos, if the emrim were directly on top of the wood, so what's the Gemara's question? Of course, that's a proper halah, and if that's a proper halah, then you should be chayiv. What's the Gemara's question? So Tosfos answers that the Gemara's question is that still, since normally this is not the way halah is done, normally the way halah is done is with just the emrim on the wood, not any basa there. That's why the Gemara is concerned. Is this considered a proper halah? Is this considered a proper halah or not? And the Gemara says it's still considered a proper halah. Rav Yochanan gives a different answer. I feel a time shloi hafchan. We could well say that he wasn't necessarily careful that there should be no meat between the emrim and the wood. Hamani, but whose opinion is this following? As we said a moment ago, the opinion of Shimon. So just like he says, if you did halos chutz on its sela yichayiv, so too if you did halos sela, you did it not in the proper fashion that you do it in the mizbeach with the emrim on top of the wood, it's not considered an issue. And as I saw, the Chazon Ish says, the Chazon Ish explains the fact that Rav Shimon doesn't require a mizbeach. Of course, in the mizbeach, in the base of Mikdash mizbeach, would certainly be absolutely required. So you see that all of these halachas that we've been saying, which are essential in the halach in the base of Mikdash, don't pertain to what happens outside the base of Mikdash. Now the Gemara gives a different teretz. Rav Amar min b'minay ene chaytzitz. The emrim and the basar are all part of one carbon. Since they're all part of one carbon, one part of the carbon cannot be considered a chatzitza on top of another carbon, another part of the carbon, even though the basar is not the part that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. And this opens up a lot of questions. The Gemara says, "Min b'minay, is it a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza?" One of the places that I sort of the Paiskim speak about is we have a word in a Sefer Torah written improperly. And one wants to fix that by writing on top of it the word properly. So we have lettering. Will lettering be considered a chatzitza, or not? So I saw, it's actually machlokes, the opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluger is that a letter wording dyoi, ink, is not a chatzitza. Ink below ink is not considered a chatzitza. And since it's not considered a chatzitza, it's a way to fix your Sefer Torah. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. And he says that even though Rav Shlomo Kluger says it's a chatzitza, the Chasam Sofer says that it's not a chatzitza. The Noyd Yehuda discusses, if that's the case, he says, we know that the Shulchan Aruch discusses that if Sefer Torah, the Shem Hashem, was written without the proper kavana, it can't be corrected. But if it's not chatzitza, why can't it be corrected? According to the opinion that it's not a chatzitza, why can't we write on top of it? Says the Beis Shloima. He says a whole new pshat. He says that if wording on the Sefer Torah was written improperly, and you have wording that's going to be written properly, that is, he says, considered not the same min. The whole vart that Al Gemara was that min b'minoy ain't a chaytzitz. He says this is not considered the same min, a word written properly and a word written improperly, and therefore the halacha is that it would be chatzitza. Another question that comes up is if somebody's wearing a watch with a leather band and then he's putting tefillin on, do we say that the putting the tefillin on top of the leather band is considered a chatzitza or not? Again, this is a discussion in the Paiskim. Certainly, the Paiskim are of the opinion that one l'chatchila should not put the ritzus of the tefillin on top of the leather band of your watch. But the question is, b'di'evid, would that be acceptable? So some paiskim are machmer, and some hold that the David Misharim, the Shabina Rav, was machmer. There are those that say that since the main tying the tefillin on the hand is by the backs on the top, so we have reason to be more lenient on the bottom. Another question that the Paiskim discuss is if somebody has a child holding the Dalaminim and he's scared that the child, Chas V'Shalom, should not drop the Dalaminim. So what he does is he holds it along with the child. So now the child took the Dalaminim first, and now he wants to do the mitzvah. But if it's considered that when the child was holding the Dalaminim, the halacha looks at it like he was holding it, because his hand and the child's hands are all hands, and min b'mina ein chaytzitz, so then he already fulfilled the mitzvah. And therefore, if it's the same mitzvah, if he fulfilled the mitzvah, now he can't make a bracha if he already fulfilled the mitzvah. And the Paiskim all seem to say that even though Al Gemara is saying min b'minoy is not a chatzitza, min b'minoy ain't a chaytzitz is only when it's from one body. Accordingly, I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel explains that when we said in Al Gemara that the Basar and the Emrim are not a chatzitza, the reason the Basar and the Emrim are not a chatzitza is because the Basar and the Emrim are from one animal. But if the Basar and the Emrim were from two different animals, they would be a chatzitza. And here too, even though we're talking about hands touching other hands, the hands of the father around the hands of the child, but they're all they are the hands of different people. And since they are the hands of different people, the vart that our Gemara said that min b'minoi ena chaitzitz would not be applicable in such a situation. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Mincha shloi nikmitza, if a mincha did not have a proper kmitza, the kriva b'chutz, and then you took that mincha and you were malit b'chutz, the halacha is potter. Because, as we said earlier, the only time you chayiv is for halah b'chutz is when you brought something that you would have been mekayim the mitzvah when you did it in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Azara. Here, a kavan mincha that did not have a proper kmitza, so that's not the kind of carbon that you would be chayiv for in b'fnim. If that's not the kind of carbon you'd be chayiv b'fnim, you potter b'chutz. Kamtza v'chaza kamtza l'taychay. But now the Mishnah talks about a different situation, that here you did kmitza, and then you put the kmitza together with the shrayim, the kriva b'chutz, and then this entire mixture you put outside, then the halach is yichayiv. Because explained the Gemara, explained the Mefarshim, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph teaches us, this Arav Kamtza B'Shireya, if the Kaimitz of the Karban Mincha got mixed up with the rest of the Karban Mincha, says the Mishnah Lo Yakta, L'chatchila, that's not something you should put on the Mezbeach, but if you did, Olo Balam, it's considered that you fulfilled the Karban. Of course, the Achrayim ask, why is this not an issue according to the opinion that Mimba Mina Chaitzitz? So when you're putting this entire mixture on the Mizbech B'chutz, so you have the Kaimitz, which is of course something that's not supposed to be brought outside, but you also have the rest, which is not supposed to be put outside, why won't they be a Chamitza? So he says, so the Sefer Mitzvah Eisen explains that since the Mishnah in Masechta Menachos that we just quoted teaches us that there's a special halacha, and that is that when the kaimitz got mixed in together with the rest of the shrayim, there's a pasuk that teaches us that even though it's not what it's supposed to be done, it's acceptable. What that pasuk is teaching us is that it's not just that it's acceptable, it's considered all one min. And since under those circumstances it's all considered one min, it wouldn't be considered a chatzitza. It would not, under those circumstances, be considered a chatzitza. But ask the Gemara, the mincha that we got, the kaimitz, got mixed in with the shrayim, says the Gemara, but why shouldn't we say, levat l'shrayim l'kaimitz? Since you have more shirayim than kaimitz, so the halacha is that the shirayim should be mevat of the kaimitz, and they shouldn't be considered as if the kaimitz is still here. And if it's not considered as if the kaimitz is still here, it won't be considered a situation as if the kaimitz is being put on the mezbeh of being ma'al b'chutz. Amr Rav Zera, nem haktar b'kaimitz. Answers Rav Zera, the Torah says haktar b'kaimitz, but nem haktar b'shirayim, and the Torah uses the word Haktar as far as the Shrayim, because the Pasuk says, L'saktir mena ish l'Hashem, and that Pasuk we learn that there's an Isser to burn just the Shrayim itself, but the Torah uses the word Haktiru regarding the Shrayim. Ma'aktaris kaimitz, ein kaimitz mevatel chaveroi. If you have two kaimitz, one won't affect the other kaimitz, and the reason we know that is because the Torah teaches us, and we learned this halacha, that on Yom Kippur, we have the Dama Par and the Dama Sor. And the halacha is that the Dama Par and the Dama Sor get combined before we do the final act of Zrika. And the Gemara says in many places that if we think about this, there's much more, the Par, the cow, has much more blood than the Sor. And even though the Par has more blood than the Sor, they're still considered as if they both exist. One is not mevatel the other, because there's a halacha, the kola oilim, anything that's put on the mizbeach, a mevatel zazah, one is not mevatel the other. So just like by the kaimitz, the halacha is, ein kaimitz mevatel chaveroi. Now that the Torah use the word Torah regarding the Shrayim, says the Gemara, Afak Torah Shrayim, Ein Shrayim Mevatlim Sakoimetz, the Shrayim don't have the ability to invatel the Koimetz. Says the Mishnah, Koimetz Lvana Shekriv is Echemem Bechutz. Well, we know when one brings a Koimet Mincha, one has to take off a Koimetz and burn it on the Mizbeach, and one has to put the Levina and burn it on the Mizbeach. If somebody only did the Koimetz or the Levina of a Koimet Mincha, it was Malan Bechutz, Chayiv. Even though he didn't do both, the halacha is that if he just did one, he's chayiv. Rabbi Lezer Piter, Rabbi Lezer says, you have, Rabbi Lezer says, as we've been learning throughout our shurim, that you're not chayiv unless you bring up everything that you're supposed to bring up, the entire matter. So here too, since the halacha is that a carbon mincha is only considered that it was properly brought when you put on the mizbeach both the koimetz and the levina. So to be chayiv for a loss chutz, you have to have both to be chayiv. And blaz a piter, achyak to shady. Echa befnim, but if you did one of the koimetz or the levina befnim, and echa bechutz, and you did the other one bechutz, even Rabbi Lezer will be agree that you're chayiv. Because in that circumstance, you had the entire matter brought bechutz. Because the first matter was brought befnim, and the second one was brought bechutz, and that's how it combines. The halacha is that every Shabbos, they would put in new lechem upon him. Every Shabbos, they would change the lechem upon him, put in the new lechem upon him, and remove the old lechem upon him, which was distributed to the Kohanim. And on top of the two rows of the lechem upon him, in the shulchan, there were shnei bezichei levoina, two spoons of levoina. And those two spoons of levoina were burnt on Shabbos, on the Mizbeach, and then they could eat the lechem upon him. So again, teaches us the Mishnah, when we speak about these two spoons of levoina, shnei bezichei levoina, shekher ve'echem ha'mechutz, chayiv. Tanakam's opinion, that even for burning one of them, you chayiv. Just like he said, the koimetz without the levoina. Rabbi Lezer Paisel, Paita Achi Yaakov as a shayim. Because again, Rabbi Lezer, according to his opinion, says that you have to burn the entire matter. And if you don't burn the entire matter, it's not going to be considered the jechayef halos chutz. If you did echa befnim ve'echa bechutz, if you did one spoon inside and the other spoon outside, even Rabbi Lezer will agree jechayef. Says, asking my bar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, if somebody, as we just said, that when you have a kavim mincha, you have to burn the koimetz and the levoina. Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So here you have a karban mincha. So the karban mincha essentially has three parts. It has the koimetz, which is taken off to be burnt on the mizbeach. We have the levoina, which is taken to be burnt on the mizbeach. And we have the rest of the karban mincha, which we know is called the shrayim, which are eaten. So how does the halacha view this? Ask the Gemara. Boy Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Hakoimetz matash maush yatak neged b'shrayim. Mishra shari akulushi kolish. The Gemara's question is that do we say that the koimetz says you have to burn the koimetz and the levoina? So if you burnt the koimetz, now 50% of the shrayim are mutter. And then when you burn the levoina, the other 50% of the shrayim are mutter. So therefore, if you burnt the koimetz alone, 50% will be mutter. Or do we say that the Torah requires to be burned both the koimetz and levoina? When you burn one of them, you've diminished what's stopping us from stopping the Kohanim from eating the shrayim, but that doesn't mean you can eat it because you still have to burn the levoina. And the same question will be if you burnt the levoina, not the koimetz. So ask the Gemara, Alib the man says, according to whom was this question that Rabbi Yitzchak just asked? Eli with the Ramea, if we're going to say according to Ramea, the Amman Fagam Bechatzi Mata. Ramea says that if a kohen had a machshavas pigel when he burnt the koimetz, even if he only had the machshava when he was burning the koimetz, and he did not have that machshavas pigel when he was burning the levoina. So we clearly see that the attitude of Rav Meir to each, to the Kaimitz and the Levina, is that each one is considered separate, Mishra Shari, and therefore, if you burn the Kaimitz alone, you could eat half of the Karban Mincha. Eli with the Rabbanan, if the question that he's asking is according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, Damri, that the opinion of the Rabbanan is Ema Fagel Mechatzi Matar, and if somebody only had the Machshava, for example, by the Kaimitz, but he didn't have the Machshava by the Pigel, it would not be considered Pigel. So then, until you burn both of them, it's nothing. Lo Mishra Shari v'lo Miklash Kalish. In other words, it's not to be viewed, according to the Chachamim, that there's Kaimitz that has to be burned, and there's Levain that has to be burned, and each act of Haktara is to be considered an individual act. Rather, the way to understand it is, there's one set of things that have to get burned, the Ketairis and the Levain, the Kaimitz and the Levaina. And until both of them are burnt, nothing happened. Says the Gemara, Ella Aliba de Rabbi Lezer. If the question is, the coin to Rabbi Lezer said in our Mishnah that in order to be chayif alos chutz, you have to burn both the kaimitz and the levina. And then for the question is, how will Lezer view the Gemara's question is burning one and then burning the other one? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, there's no question what is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, because the halacha we clearly know is the Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan Sfirle, the Oma Ema Fagel Mechatzi Matar. And his opinion is that you have to have the Kaimitz Levina. And if anything, this is the way I sort of mafarshim explain what Rabbi Lezer means. Rabbi Lezer is a bigger proponent of this opinion than even the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that unless you burn both the Kaimitz Levina b'chutz, you've done nothing. So he clearly looks at the Kaimitz Levina as one set. El Aliv the Rabbanan Dahacha. The question is according to Rabbanan and our Mishnah. That the Rabbanan and our Mishnah said that if you burn the Kaimitz alone, or you burn the Levina alone, you'll be chayiv for halos chutz. So we see that the Rabbanan give value to the Kaimitz alone, and the Levina alone. Now the question is, given that this is the opinion of the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, now the Gemara wants to know, how do we look, according to Rabbanan, that separate the Kaimitz and Levina? Do they look at Mishra Shari? Each one is independent, and each one allows us to eat 50% of the Shraim, a Kolish Miklish. It just weakens the Isser. The Kaimitz makes it less of a problem, but then you have to have the Levina or vice versa, and the Gemara remains with a Teiku. Says the Mishnah, Hazarik mixes tam b'chutz. If he only did mix a stam, that the halach is that he only did one matana on the in b'chutz. We know that kabbonis have to have many more than that. Chayiv. Says, and even according to Rabbi Lezer, says we're going to learn in the Gemara that Rabbi Lezer just now the previous Mishnah taught us that you're not chayiv until you do the entire avoda. The Kaimitz and Delvina. Here he's going to agree just applying one application, b'chutz, is going to be make you chayif alos chutz. Rabbi Lezer Omer, afa menasik me'echag, we know on Sukkot they did nisach hamayim. If somebody does nisach hamayim, afa menasik me'echag b'chag, if somebody does nisach hamayim b'chutz, the loch will be his chayif. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shiori Adam, if somebody has, we know we spoke quite extensively that the Shiori Adam, the leftover blood of a Karban Man, Chatos, is supposed to be, that after the Zrikas Adam, is supposed to be poured on the Yisoyim Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, I'm Shiori Adam, Shekriv Bechutz, if you put them on the Mizbeach, if you mal them Bechutz, Yechayiv. And even though we know that the halacha is that there's no yisoid on when you mala b'chutz. It doesn't make a difference. And the way I saw the Yelsa Shachar explains that even though we learned that the Shiori Adam are supposed to be put on the yisoid, the halacha is that if you didn't put them on the yisoid, you put them somewhere else on the mizbeach, it's considered as if you properly did what you had to do with the Shiori Adam, the Eved, and that's why putting it b'chutz is also going to be chayiv, according to Rabbi Nechemya. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, as we said when we learned the Mishnah, that even though Rabbi Elazar taught us in the previous Mishnah, that when you're going to do halos chutz, you have to do everything. If you don't do everything, you don't do both bezichin, you don't do both the kaim silvani and not chayiv, my Rabbi Elazar b'damer, Rabbi Elazar is going to agree when it comes to zrik stam b'chutz, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us in Masech de Yuma. The Braisa tells us a kohen gadol started doing the hazar in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara speaks about that some of the blood spilled out. And as we've discussed in previous shurim, as the Gemara Masech de Yuma teaches us extensively, on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol did 43 hazars with the power of Hashem. 16 were done on the Kapiris in the base in the Kodesh Kedoshim, 16 more on the Proiches, 7 on the Mizbeach Azov, 4 on the four corners, four on the four corners. Total of 43. What would happen if that blood spilled out in the middle? And now we have to go bring another power and start. And where do we start? So the opinion of the Tanakam is we have to start from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer Makom Shepasuku Maskel. You don't have to start from the beginning. So we see that obviously Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that every hazar is viewed independently, and the fact that we did, and therefore since every hazar is viewed independently, even if you did just part of the hazars b'chutz, it's considered mala b'chutz. Rabbi Elazar Omer, we learned from the Mishnah, Af hamenasek mechag b'chag b'chutz chayiv. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum, Rabbi Nachum Yutfor, Rabbi Elazar, b'shitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amram. Rabbi Elazar is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva as Rabbi, Dama Nisach Hamayim Daraisa. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that doing Nisach Hamayim on Sukkot is a Chiv Daraisa. And since it's a Chiv Daraisa, for anything that there's a Chiv Daraisa to do, there's going to be a halach of halos chutz. The Tanya, the Brice, the Masech, the Tainas, the Abbeis of Abbeis, teaches us, Rabbi Kiva Omer, how does Rabbi Kiva know that Nisach HaMayim and Sukkot is the Raisa? Because the Torah on the sixth day of Sukkot, when the Torah speaks about the Kabbonis that are brought on the sixth day of Sukkot, the Pasuk said, Mavar Oilos HaTomid Minchoso U Nisocheho. Nisocheho is a Lashon Rabbim. B'shnei Nisuch Makos B'daber, the Torah is referring to two Nisuchim, Echad Nisach HaMayim, V'echad Nisach HaYayin. So this is how we see that there was Nisach HaMayim. Amar Le'Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, If we're going to say Rabbi Elazar learns from the Socher, like Rabbi Kiva learns, Malahal and Shlosh Slugim, so Torah is connecting the loch of Nisach HaMayim to Nisach HaYayin. So when we speak of Nisach HaYayin, we need Shlosh Slugim. Afkan will say that the amount of Nisach HaMayim is Shlosh Slugim, but ask the Gemara, and our Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar Me'echakomer, it seems that any amount of water poured on the Mizbeach Achitza, poured b'chutz, according to Belaza, will be halos chutz, even less than Shlosh Yislugim. And ask the Gemara another question. Imala halan b'shayi ma'isa shama. If when we speak about Nusach HaYayin, we're chayiv for doing Nusach HaYayin on the Mizbeach Achitza any day of the year, if the Torah is connecting Nusach Mayim to Nusach HaYayin, b'shayi ma'isa shana, then he would be chayif in Nisach HaMayim any time that you do the Allah B'chutz. But that's not what he said in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar said, I'm Menasach Me'echag B'chag, only on Sukkot. But if he's learning it from Nisach HaMayim, ask the Gemara, so just like Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin is all year, so then the Allah of Nisach HaMayim should be all year. Answers the Gemara, Ish Damitzei, Hod Amar Rav Asi. Damar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yaakov Mishum Nechanya, Ish Bekas Beis Chorsen, Esnatius. The halach is that one already has to stop working his field 30 days before Shemitah. However, when you have young saplings, then the halach is you're allowed to work the field until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, for there's a concern that the trees will die. What is the situation that is permissible? The halach is if you have 10 young trees that are planted within the area of a base saw. Area base saw is 50 amma by 50 amma. Then you can work on them until Rosh Hashanah. That's one halakha. Arava is the halakha that they took the aravas on and put them on the Mizbeach all 7 days of Sukkos. V'nisach HaMayim that we just learned, all of them are halakha l'mashma Sinai. And they're all halakha l'mashma Sinai. And it's not because we're learning Nisach HaMayim from Nisach HaYayin. That isn't the focus. And therefore, Rebbe Lazar could say separate halachas for Nisach HaMayim, which will not be connected to this, which will not be connected to the halachas of Nisach HaYayin. And Rashi says that there's really no connection between the various halachas that we just mentioned. They were all discussed in the Beis Medrash for at the same time. For each one of these halachas, there was a discussion in the Beis Medrash. What is the source? And for all of them, they was given that the same source that they are all halachah l'mashma Sinai.